This place is beyond incredible. Books stacked nearly to the ceiling. And all these winding pathways. Babe, when you said you were taking me to a bookstore, I never expected this. Look at some of these titles and... Oh, they're not titles. What am I saying? Categories. Yeah. Look at these categories. There's storybooks. There's cookbooks. Over there's fiction. Oh, look at this. Oh, you found the comic books. Yeah, of course you did. There's mystery and romance. And hey, look over here. There's a little path. And it looks like it leads to a little nook with a chair back here. Come on, let's take a look. Come on. I want to explore. Wonder what they keep back here. Let's see. A thirst for knowledge. The heat of summer. This one is called A Dance of Desire. Ooh. my bad. This is the erotica section. No wonder it's secluded and small back here. Babe, what are you looking at? Did something catch your eye? Of course it did. Yeah. What is it? What? It looks really old. Oh, it can't be good. Like old erotica? Like, ugh. It's called what? The Lord of Elaine? Okay. What? Are you serious? You want me to read a chapter to you? Okay, let me see. I mean, how bad can it be? This is way too embarrassing. And it's terribly written. The language is dated and the storyline. It's about some maid who gets seduced by the lord of the manor. Where she works, and it's just cheesy. It's like a bad, really bad Downton Abbey, you know? That's why you picked it. Of course you did. You're trying to tease me, are you? There's no way in hell. Why would I ever read this out loud? A reward? Something I like? What kind of reward? Any dessert of my choosing before we go home? And something else? Is it a secret? Oh, it's not a secret? Oh, I get to choose, like, oh, it's like my own choice, like something else. Oh, well... Okay, I want to finish watching Homeland. You know, I got like three seasons left. That'll be like my big binge watch. All weekend. Yeah, I know. Yes, I know the game's on. That's why it's a bet, because I'll get to binge watch. The last seasons of Homeland that I've never seen. And you won't be able to watch the game. Hey, it's not a bet if there's not something in it for both of us. Really? Oh, you're that confident you're gonna win. You're gonna take that bet. Well. Okay. No, I don't think you drive a hard bargain. I think I drive a hard bargain because somebody's gonna miss the game. But I'm not reading a whole chapter. No. 3 pages. Stop talking about brownies. You're testing me. Are you trying to sweeten the pot? No, you're trying to sweeten me up. Oh, you're just trying to distract me. But you know what? 3 pages? Yeah, I'll take that bet. I always take the bet. You know I always take the bet. Come on. Yeah, deal. Shake on it. Come on, bud. Shake on it. And it's lucky for you, I don't like to lose. So hand it over and show me the first page. And you never said that I had to read it to your face, so I'm going to turn and read to the bookcase. Why? Because I don't want you, like, smirking at me. I don't want to see your smirk, and you're trying to distract me, and you'll probably lick your lips and get me all hot and bothered like you always try. And so I'm going to read to the bookcase. No, I'm not waltzing. We didn't negotiate this part. That's not my fault. And you're not allowed to say that. Isn't that, like, politically incorrect or something? Anyway, okay. I will start reading, but yes, you know what? Speaking of brownies, yeah. My dessert is going to be vanilla ice cream with fudge brownies, so get your wallet ready there, sweetie. Okay. His figure loomed over me. He was a force, radiating with masculinity through his stance, his pride, and how he positioned his hands on my waist. What are you doing? Getting closer because you can't hear me. I speak plenty loud. You know I'm a loud talker. Yes, I know it's weird because I'm shy. It's a dichotomy. I'm sorry. I'm a walking, talking contradiction. Oh, that's why you love me. Good. Yeah. Okay. So, you say you're getting closer because you can't hear me. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But do you have to hold me like that? No, I don't mind. It's just keep going. Oh, you mean keep reading the story? Oh, sorry, yeah, you did distract me. Okay, very well, where was I? What can I do for you, my master? I shakily got out. Without hesitation, he began gently kissing my neck. What are you? Oh, God. The heat from your mouth on my neck. Babe, I'm trying to read. What do you think you're doing? Someone's gonna find us back here. Well, yeah, I know it was nearly empty when we came in, and yeah, that, I guess that old lady at the front, the owner, worker, whatever she was sleeping at the front desk, but, I mean, she's sleeping, she's not deaf, I don't think she is. Oh, now I'm being politically incorrect, okay. Oh, shit, that feels good. Yeah, back to the story. Yeah, keep going. Fine. Just don't get us caught, okay? Then ice cream, like you promised. Okay, good. Okay. 3 pages. I can do this. I want to win the bet. Come on. You can do this. Come on, girl. Okay. Kissing my neck. I knew then how this would turn. I heard the rumors from the other servants about the Duke's insatiable habits, his pattern of taking housemaids one by one and quietly, and that he would come for me eventually, that I was next on the list. Yet still, as I looked out the window I had been cleaning, I was shocked at his next request. Breathe right next to my ear like that, babe. Why not? Well, it's distracting me. What? The Duke's request? What? Oh, the Duke's request. Oh, in the book, the Duke's request in the book. What was the Duke's request in the book? Where was I? Oh, I'm losing it. Okay. His voice trembled through me, a man used to giving orders, a man used to being obeyed. He said huskily, turn around and... turn around and remove your undergarments. I was afraid I was going to receive a lashing. I shakily made it so. Fuck! I can feel your hands under my skirt, babe. Rubbing. This is really what you wanted, isn't it? To make me hot. Back here, where nobody can see us, and my hands holding the book and reading this stupid thing, and then you'd have free access, and don't pull them all the way down, just out of the way. Fuck, okay. I was no longer able to see him, but I felt his palms rest on the swell of my behind. He muttered with a soft, dangerous tone, my sweet retainer, have you been bedded by a man yet? I quickly answered, no, my lord, at least not by one such as you. And that's when I... Fuck. When I... felt his hand slowly massaging that secret. Place between my thighs. Shit. Go a bit easier. I can't breathe with you. Circling my clit like that. Holding my hips in place. You've got me pressed between your body and the bookshelf, and I can feel you. You're so hard against my ass, and fuck. Reading? Reading. Yeah, of course I'll keep reading. I'm not giving up to you yet. I'm not losing. Okay. I squirmed at the touch, my lord. I whispered into the night, but all he said in response was, enough talking made, no more. Just feel. And so I did. His hands were firm, but not demanding, and he touched me, as if trying to coax a gentle secret from between my legs. All too soon, I felt a cold absence as he drew away. No, don't. Why did you stop? Seriously? You're playing the Duke. You're telling me if I want you to keep going, I have to keep reading and read what comes next? Oh, babe. You're being really cruel. You're so mean. Fine. I tried my best to hold my astonishment as I felt the warmth of his breath. We can't. Not here. Somebody will see. I know I'm wet. But don't. I don't really want you to stop. Okay. Where am I? Okay. His breath below, instead, It was strange that I, a country woman, was now bent before one of the most important men of this age, and as if he could hear my thoughts, he ravished me powerfully, his mouth claiming my secret places, his own. Like that, your mouth is so hot, and I'm too sensitive. Oh God, oh yeah, oh okay. Keep your tongue right there on my clit. Yeah, right there. Oh, it feels so good. I give up. Just don't stop. Please, let me come, please. I don't want to get caught. Just quickly. Ah, yes. Just like that. I'm trying to be quiet. Feels so good. I can't stop. I'm too close. Fuck. So I'm not gonna kill you, but do you think anybody hurt us? Okay, me? Do you think anybody hurt me? No? Oh, thank God. The book? Oh no, I must have ripped it when I dropped it. Oh shit, the lady at the front desk, whoever she is, she's gonna be so pissed. Oh man, she's gonna kill. Oh, wait a minute. We'll spy it then. Yeah, problem solved. And yeah. Yes, I know. I said it was cheesy, but it's kind of hot when you act it out, I guess. And so we'll buy it then. Lucky for you. Yeah, unlucky for me too. What? Another bet? Of course I'm gonna take the bet. I always take the bet. You know I always take the bet. What did you have in mind? That's very interesting. Let's talk about it over ice cream. Yes, I know I'm buying. Yes.